Cyberspace devotee named Lawrence asks, what do you mean when you say you reincarnate wherever your mind is? The journey between leaving one physical body and obtaining another is a journey with a destination. Therefore, prior to beginning the journey, we make up our mind, or we don't make up our mind, where we're going to go. A displaced person from his own home doesn't know where to go, wandering aimlessly around on the streets. Similarly, someone who does not believe in reincarnation and dies suddenly, they have nothing in mind where to go and what to do. They don't even believe that they're going to exist after a physical body is gone. So there's no plan for their rebirth. But someone who is knowledgeable about rebirth will have in their mind a destination, either within the same family or in another country. Whatever they're thinking about most, that's what they'll go into when they pass on. People who watch pornography need a lot of help, because if all that is in their mind, that's where they're going to go. Cyberspace devotee Rosina asks, it's a little bit confused about how long between incarnations. And she heard that the Tibetans say that you reincarnate within 49 days, but others say that you reincarnate in 10 years, 20 years, 100 years. What's the answer? The Tibetans probably know more about reincarnation than any community on Earth today, as a community. And they have it probably worked out that Tibetans do reincarnate within 49 days. But this is not a universal happening, because some people are not of any community and others are of fragmented communities. And certainly Hinduism, there are many, many, many different communities. So reincarnation is a many-faceted system.